Hello everyone, before starting this episode, I would like to let you all know that we recorded this episode many weeks ago. I had technical issues on my part, so it's coming out pretty late. This was before the Super Mario movie came out, so yeah, the timeline's gonna be off for some of you. But other than that, enjoy the episode. Hopefully this doesn't happen again. Welcome back, everyone, to Quest Center. Today, with the Mario movie coming out, we decided to talk about the Mario games that we played. I know there's a lot to go through, but I mean, we'll see how it goes.
a lot of games.
Oh, yeah. But before that, I guess we got two pieces of news to talk about. The Resident Evil 4 remake. They calling it remake, or is it just Resident Evil 4?
No, I believe it is remake, because it's an actual 4, like, just built from the ground up.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not like a remaster like The Last of Us.
Okay. Yeah, but the demo for it has come out and all that, and I guess people are liking it. I know I saw a bunch of things popping out about it on Instagram. The one thing people want is, like, the chainsaw guy in their demo, or like the hardest difficulty.
Oh yeah.
But apparently, like, from what I heard though, it just comes out random. Like, you don't have to do anything special to, like, get that chainsaw dude. It's just like, play it, and then if you get it, you get it.
Dude, I'm looking at the game right now. It comes out tomorrow.
Oh really?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Oh, okay, well, what is it? Thursday, 23rd, yeah, 24th.
Actually, it should be, if you downloaded it, like, pre-download, it should be available in, I mean, we're recording this Thursday, so in an hour.
Hmm. Okay. Well.
That's cool.
Yeah. 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 For people who don't know, we're definitely recording this way in advance, because we got a trip coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, who knows when our review for the movie will come out, but we'll see.
Oh yeah, that's so stupid, huh? Like, the movie over there doesn't come out to the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so weird. You would think that it'd be like, oh, you guys get it first because it's from Japan, you know?
Yeah.
So, pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of ruins it for us too.
Yeah. But yeah. Are you thinking about getting that remake or?
I'll probably get it, but not anytime soon.
Mm. Did you play the original?
Yeah, I never passed it though.
Mm.
Yes. I mean, I liked it. Like, when I played it, I thought it was awesome. So I'll probably pick this up for, like, on a sale or something. I'm not really trying to spend money after the trip either, but I'll wait for, like, a sale. Or if my brother wants to do, like, oh, let's go half on it, then yeah, I'll do that. Like, usually he'll buy a game and I'll buy a game. Or if he wants to go half, then we'll do that. But I'm not really in a hurry to get it.
Okay.
I still haven't gotten Dead Space, and I really want to play that game.
Oh, yeah, Dead Space. Yeah, I don't think I've ever played a Resident Evil game. Yeah, I don't think so. So, I mean, who knows?
They're fun.
Yeah.
Well, they were fun, and then they kind of went downhill, and then they, like, with 7 that came out, it was like, oh shit, it's back. And then
I think
8 was good too.
Was that the one with the, like, VR one, or?
Yeah, so 7, and then I think 8 just came out with a patch for the VR.
Okay. Nah,
some of the VR stuff is so stupid, man. The stuff that they do.
You know, I remember the VR stuff coming out, and just, it's so fun watching videos of people freaking out and shit playing that game. But yeah,
I think I told this story on the podcast already, but when my brother, well, my wife and my brother, they both went to the same school. So when I would visit Susan, I would visit my brother Angel. Like, just, oh, I'm going to go play FIFA with him, just hang out for, like, you know, a couple hours while she's in class. And he had bought the VR, and I was like, dude, like, I have Resident Evil. I'll take my PlayStation, and you can just try it out there. Like, because he wanted to try out the game. And I was like, dude, try the VR. Like, he's like, all right. And it was, like, late at night, probably, like, 9 or 10. And, yeah, we were hooking it up. His room's all dark. And he's like, he was playing it. He's like, nah, fuck this, man. he's like, I'd rather not play right now. I was like, okay. But, yeah, it seemed cool. I didn't get to try it. I think I traded, like, for, like, a little bit, but, like, I wear glasses, so I have to wear my glasses with the VR, because then it's like if I'm just looking normal and I just see blurry. It sucks. I hate having glasses, man.
That sucks.
Well, I mean, it's not that bad. It's just like reasons like that. That's why I never like watching 3D movies, just because I'm gonna have double the glasses. So I was like, fuck that.
Yeah. I'll say when I can play one day. We'll see. Actually, I remember though. I played like a demo Resident Evil game on the 3DS.
Oh yeah, there was a, which one was it? It was a, what was it called? Revelations?
Oh, I can't remember what it was called. But yeah, I remember playing that a lot. The demo, at least, a lot. And
yeah, there's two of them: Revelations and Mercenaries. But I never tried those.
Yeah, and I at that time I was still like really, really bad at shooting games, so with the 3DS it was just
it was worse.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But yeah, we'll see. The other piece of news, the actor who voices Venom in the new Spider-Man game, Spider-Man 2, I guess, apparently he said that the game might come out on September, and we'll probably get news about it in August. I hope that's true. I want that game already.
Yeah, so his name is Tony Todd. I'm actually looking at the tweet. He posted it on Twitter, and he puts, looks like September. Massive publicity coming in August. Commercials start dropping in August, so I'm told. Hold on to your breath. Gonna be necessary. And then he posted another tweet, and saying, no more hints about Spider-Man 2. It was all a fever dream. Blame it on the jet lag. Who knows? I might not even be Venom.
I so guess he wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, it's but like, why would he post that? Like,
I don't know.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, actors, they always make mistakes like that, so
I know, but I mean, you would kinda just know to like just don't say anything at all, right? I would assume so, but
I don't know how the whole thing works exactly, but it's always, honestly, it's always kind of funny when actors make mistakes like that.
Yeah, especially Tom Holland, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's September. It's a good date, good month to come out. I'll be getting that one for sure, day one.
Oh my god, me too, honestly. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Really enjoyed that'd be the so first. Cool.
And then and it brings us closer that we can finally talk about it.
Right?
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's just speculation for right now, and that's all we got for news. And yeah, we want to talk about the Mario games because of the movie and all that. We'll see how this whole thing goes, because again, we played a lot of them. We probably won't go in order of releases. And
it's all scrambled
up. It's all scrambled up for sure. But I mean, we'll see. I'll start with you, Sergio. Like, what was like the first one that you played?
The first one that I played, it's also sort of the first combo game that I played, was the Mario with the Duck Hunt. That was the first Mario game I've ever played. I've never beaten it because I suck at platform games and I can never get used to them. But yeah, it was that first. That's all I remember. Like, I just remember me getting the case and with the zapper and putting it in, and it starts up, and that's it. I don't remember anything else for like a couple of years when I played anything else. But that one, I believe the second Mario game I played was Super Mario Brothers for the 64. And damn, dude, that game, crazy good. I loved it. I love getting the little penguin and just knocking them, throwing them down the cliff. Did you ever do that one?
Oh, yeah. I think everyone did it.
Classic. Yeah. Dude, it's funny because, like, later on, like, I would look online and I was like, oh, so I'm not the only one that did that. Like, I feel way better about it. But, yeah, yeah, I think that one I made it to Bowser and I just couldn't beat him at the end. Just because, like, the platforms start falling. And, I mean, I was, like, what, probably, like, 5 or 6. And could never beat it. I even tried it because it came out for the regular DS. They remade it for that. And I was like, oh, I'll finally get to beat it. Never beat it. So it's just, I don't know, Mario games, they're so hard. Like, I think they're, like, one of the hardest games in, like, out there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, well, I'll start with mine. I think it's between Super Mario 3 or Super Mario World. I have to, like, look at the map to see exactly. But I don't think they were ever my games at first. It was mostly my cousins that were, like, that got them and they were playing them. Mm-hmm. And then every time I would visit, you know, I'll just try to, like, go whatever stage I can play, you know, just try to see what I can do. So I never actually beat a Mario game except for one when I was a kid, I mean. But yeah, I remember playing those two for sure a lot. Never really got anywhere, sadly. And then I remember, I've told this story in the first episode, the Super Mario 64 game.
Yeah.
I was using my cousin's and I may have deleted all her files. I'm sorry if she's listening. I doubt it, but
that's hilarious.
Yeah. But yeah, those were the earliest ones that I would play a lot. But the one that I would beat, though, that I beat is Yoshi's Island, which I guess you can say technically a Mario game.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I remember that one being the first game I actually ever beat. And the fucking stress of it all freaked me out. I remember just, like, I remember even, like, at, like, right at the final boss, like the second stage of the final boss, I was like, oh god, oh god, oh god. Just, like, freaking out. I can't remember if anyone else was with me or not, but yeah, that was a fun time.
That was the first game you ever beat too?
Yeah.
God damn.
And it's hard too, especially because,
like, it is. That's why I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, you're not, like, you, like how you just said, like, oh, like, I wasn't, like, really good at shooter games, but you're fucking passing Yoshi's Story. Like, all right, man.
Nah, yeah.
That's what my friend is too. She was telling me, like, oh yeah, like, Yoshi's Story, like, I remember I beat it, and I was like, what the fuck, you beat that as a kid? And, like, but you suck at, like, at games? So that's crazy. I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah. I was like, I mean, to be fair though, like, that one, I beat that one, and then I don't think I beat any other game after that. Like, I had the GameCube, Pikmin, nothing. I had, like, a Legend of Zelda collection. Mm-hmm. Never beat those. What else did I have on GameCube? Oh, well, Luigi's Mansion, that one, I didn't pass that one until, like, I was probably in high school or junior high.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, it was, like, around junior high that I started, like, actually beating some of the games.
I'm over here thinking you're, like, a toddler. Like, yeah, I beat this game. I was like, god damn, all right.
Yeah, no, but I mean, that, the Yoshi's Island was one that I beat, like, maybe, I don't know, maybe less than 10 years old.
No, yeah. You know what? That's funny. I don't remember the first game I beat. Like, I just don't remember. That's important.
I don't know the next one that I beat. I think it might have been the Metroid Other M. Fuck. No, that was for the. Well, no, yeah, that was in the Wii.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. We're not professionals at this, guys. But we love them still. But yeah, I mean, those are, like, early ones for sure. Can you think of, like, other, like, the Mario Golf ones, or what is it, Mario Super Sluggers, Mario...
You know what? I never got into, like, the golf games or the tennis ones, but, what's it called? The one that I really did like, I mean, this is already the GameCube era, was the, Strikers. I was like, oh, hell yeah, like, because I was like, well, soccer and Mario, fuck it, and it was really good, and, I tried playing it for the new one that came out, for the Switch, and I was like, I don't know, it didn't really grasp me as the first one did. But I do remember when we were kids, one of our neighbors, they had the 64 as well, but they had Mario Party. So we would go, like, you know, it would be like me and my brothers and like two of our friends and like another friend. We would just go over and like we'll be playing Mario Party, and that shit was, I was like, what the fuck is this, like mini games? And like, yeah. And I was like, oh, fell in love. And that's what started the whole, you know, it just got competitive after that with the stupid Mario Party games. Party was always like a game, like, even like, because I know for a bit they kind of like weren't doing so good. Well, in my eyes, there I was like, oh, okay. Like when they got to that point where like, oh, like everyone wins, I was like, no, I don't want to play that. Like I want to beat everyone. Like I want to be the best one. So yeah, that's when I started. I was like, oh, whatever. But then what was it? The new one, right? I believe we played it at your place, and I was like, oh hell yeah, this is what Mario Party should be. The one before this one was the one where, like, it's like, oh, okay, it's everyone against Bowser, right? But you guys work as a team or something, right? Mm-hmm. I believe that's the one that was before this one. And I was like, I don't want to play that. And then when this one came out, I was like, oh, hell yeah, it's back. And, yeah, Susan doesn't like him just because, I don't know, she doesn't want to get mad, I guess.
Well, for the sports ones, I remember me and Ale, like, really loving the Mario Golf one. Like, we played it all the time. It just... I don't know what it was about it that we just really liked it. We always like played that one together for sure, like more so than like the Mario Party games or anything else. And then one that I always played with my cousins whenever I visit them, Mario Super Sluggers. That was the baseball one, and like I actually like played the story mode in that game, and I got pretty far into it. I don't think I ever actually beat it, because that one was like for sure difficult. Oh my god, like the challenges that you had to do, like,
yeah,
hit a certain amount of balls and shit. I would play with it with my cousins. It was always just fun. We all had like our own characters that we choose from and all that. Just I don't know, we just kept saying like stupid shit. I remember one time, like, I think, I don't know if my cousin was like about to score or something like that, but she just goes, "Run, you stupid bitch!" And she had Peach. that just became a thing in our house. It was funny.
Yeah, I think the only time I played a baseball game, I think I rented it in one of the video stores, and I was like, "Oh, well, yeah, it's not." I was like, "I don't want to play this," but it was fun.
Yeah,
it wasn't like a game that I was like, "Okay, I'm gonna invest my whole time in this." I think around that time it's like, okay, well, I'm gonna be playing like first person shooters. I think Halo was already out. So.
Okay, but yeah, I never got into the soccer ones. And actually, I heard in the newest one, not a lot of people liked it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, because I asked my brother. I was like, "Is this the only way you can score?" He's like, "I think so." Because I think the only way to score is if you use your special move. But I'm not too sure. I only played like 3 games and I lost like 2. So I was like, ah, fuck this game. Like, I suck at it. So I was like, I don't want to try getting good and then not ever play it again because I don't have it. So.
Yeah. And then in terms of the Mario Parties, that one, oh my God. That's like, that is for sure my life. In video game right there. Al and I, not a lot, but we mainly just teamed up together though and tried to just go up against the computer and all that. Because I think her and I would get mad at each other when we go up against each other. But yeah, and then one thing though, I don't know why we did this. We just never really figured it out, I guess. But we would delete like our files in the Mario games, and like we never really got new games as we kept playing them. I think because like I legit do not know this, but like the more you play it, the more games you get, and all that.
Oh my games. God! Are you talking about Mario Party?
Yeah,
I thought you were like just like not like getting like buying more games, like different type of, like not just Mario games or something.
Oh,
you guys are stupid.
No.
That's even funnier. That's what I was like, what?
I legit. I'm watching these guys on YouTube, the Runaway Guys, and them like they pretty much played all the Mario Party games and all that, And so, like, they're bringing up all these things, like, oh, yeah, you can, once you do this amount of playing and all that, then you'll get these new stages and all that. And I was like, there's new stages? And I'm telling you, this was, like, a couple years ago that I've seen these, that I'm watching these videos. Oh, my God. And just, but that's what's so fun, though, is, like, the way they strategize, the, like, the way they play, like, the orbs that you get in Mario Party, we never really used them. Just kind of, we're kind of like, ah, these things are kind of lame, you know. We just want to play the games.
Like the power-ups? So what do you mean? What orbs?
You know, like they say, like, you know, if you throw a certain orb at a certain spot, you land on it, you either, like, lose money or you gain money.
Oh, yeah, like, pretty much, like, items or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Those kinds.
We just never really used those. We only ever cared about playing the mini-games and just try to win.
Yeah, you know what? As a kid, too, like, I would never really use any of those. The only ones I would use would be like, oh, yeah, you know, it'll take you to the start. Okay, well, for sure, I need that one. I never really got into all the other ones.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, the YouTubers that I watched, the Runaway guys, like, the way they strategize stuff is freaking insane. They'll be like, okay, I'm going to throw this here because you'll for sure land on it, blah, blah, blah. And, like, the more they get rid of orbs and all that, they'll sometimes get a bunch of, like, those ones that take you to the star and all that. And it's just, it's always funny. Whenever they get that, because they're just like, yes. But yeah, I really wish we could play that again. I wish I used with my cousins, and I can be like, outsmart them. That'd be kind of cool.
And then they're gonna beat you
somehow, huh? That'd be funny. But yeah, and then the last one that we got from that was the one for the Switch, not the Superstars one, that won't be like the main one, because there's the, like, a main one, and then there's Mario Party Superstar, I think that's what it says, and that one is like you played past mini games from before. And or is it? Oh no, not All Stars.
Super Mario Party, right? Mm-hmm. It's like mini games from the past games.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. I think my one complaint, though, from the newest ones is the minigames just don't feel as hard as before. Because before, like, you had to, like, rush through things and all that.
Yeah, right?
You really, like, they're just really more competitive, and now they kind of toned it down, sadly.
It's more family-friendly.
Yeah. And I actually didn't know about the whole, like, everyone teams up against Bowser. Because the last one I played might have been, like, 7. And that one, like, I don't think the mini games were, like, as fun as, like, 4 and 5, which is the ones that Minare mainly played. But, yeah, 7 was the last one, I guess, from 8 till then. It's just been teamwork.
Yeah. That's what I noticed, too. Like, when you play it a lot, right, it's like, okay, cool. And then you just play the same mini games over and over again. Just because you're like, the other ones suck. I'll stick to these.
Yeah. But I would love to get the Superstar one someday, for sure. We'll see.
I thought you had that one.
No, it's just, I think it's just Super Mario Party. I'll have to put a number on it.
Okay. Either way, it's fun.
No, yeah, it's competitive enough, but it wasn't as competitive as it was before. Especially the maps, like, they, like, cut it in half, basically.
They're smaller, right?
They're smaller. Yeah. You get less coins, because before you get like 20 coins. Now you start off with like 5 or 10 or something like that. And then the star costs like 10 coins only. Like,
yeah, I remember it being more expensive.
Yeah, they literally just cut it in half. So I really wish they would bring that back.
Inflation, man. It got to Mario, too.
But yeah. And then for sure I played the Super Mario Sunshine with that one. Yeah, that one, like I said, I haven't beaten those games, but that one was super fun for me. I loved all the
that one was cool. Yeah, I loved that one a lot. I would spend hours just trying. I never got to advance in it because remember the level with the hotel?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's one of the missions there, it's like, there's like that, what is it, like that electric goo or whatever from the squid. And you have to clean it up in a certain amount of time. You have to clean up like a certain amount, and I could never do it.
Dang.
I would look up YouTube videos on how to do it and just couldn't figure it out. Just couldn't do it. Wow. So I was like, well, I'm never going to pass this game. So I was like, okay.
No, when it first came out, I didn't really go that far. I think I might have visited maybe 3 worlds. But like the first 3 that you get, and I was just always there. Mm-hmm. Sadly, it wasn't until like my cousin, I think it might have been my one of my cousins. I have a lot of, I won't name them all, but one of my cousins. I remember seeing her play it once, and it was that hotel one with the like mm-hmm. manta ray thing, and I was like, "What the fuck is that level? where'd you get that and all that?" And I do remember seeing them play that like giant eel, the one that you have to like hit its teeth.
Oh to yeah,
defeat it. That mm-hmm. one, like, I remember seeing that, and I was like, that's fucking scary. Just the idea of a fucking giant eel and all that. But, yeah. Yeah, I never really went that far. It wasn't until I got the Wii. That was when I started, like, really trying to mm-hmm. beat some games, which led to Mario Galaxy, which I mentioned in the first episode. That's one of my favorite games. And that was the one that like really got me to appreciate like games and like in all its aspects of it, music, gameplay, mm-hmm. graphics and shit. Just absolutely amazing game. And then yeah, I for sure beat it, although I didn't know till like years later though that I missed the one star.
Did you?
Yeah, because like I you beat the game and then you have to like go through all those stages again, but I captured the green stars, and like I was capturing them all, and I was like, cool, I don't know what's left. And I never knew that I 100%ed it at all until I played Super Mario Galaxy 2, where I did the same thing. And then when I actually did 100% it, I got like a letter on the Wii saying like, congratulations, blah blah blah. And I was I was like, wait a minute, I didn't get that from Mario Galaxy, what the fuck. So like I just looked around and I just found it was literally like right outside the palace, I guess you could mm-hmm. say, where you see the green stars and all that, and yeah, that's where I got the last one. I finally got my letter and I was like, ooh.
Yeah, it's those easy ones that you always miss.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Yeah, I never played it. I played it because I rented it too, and I was like, this is so cool, but I just never really get it again to play it.
Mm-hmm.
And I never played the second one.
That one for sure. Mm-hmm. I think for sure the second one is like more worth it than the first. I love the first one because like I said, appreciation for it. But yeah, for sure try to beat the second one if you can. Oh, you can get what is it? The Super Mario 3D, no, what is it?
Oh, the collection?
Yeah, that collection thing. What the fuck is it? Yeah, right here, Super Mario 3D All-Stars. Yeah, the 3D threw me off. I'm like, that can't be right. Yeah, that one has Mario Sunshine, Mario 64, and mm-hmm. Mario Galaxy. And I got that one for sure, but I haven't beaten any of those games.
You know how, like, when they came out, it was like a limited... they made, like, limited numbers and shit like that, right? Do you remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, yeah.
I don't know if we talked about it already, but when that happened, when they stopped making them, Costco put them up for clearance because they're like, oh, we're just trying to get rid of it because you can't buy it, you know, we can't get more of it, so we're just trying to get rid of it to make space. Dude, they were selling it for like $10.
Oh my god.
And I was like, what? I was like, I gotta go to Costco. And I was like, fuck, I don't have a Costco card. But yeah, like, I was like, that's so crazy. And people were like, what's going on? Why is it so cheap? And then, well, they're just, you know, what's the point of having it? So they marked it as low as they can. I think after that, like, they were going for, like, $150 on eBay.
Hmm. That sucks.
Yeah. And I was like, okay. I don't know if my brother got it. But either way, I mean, I have the only ones that I don't have is Galaxy. So I can just buy that by itself. Because I have Sunshine for the GameCube, so.
Hmm. I mean, who knows? Maybe they'll put it on, what is it?
The eShop. Online. I don't know why they just don't put the games on eShop.
That's true, too. Yeah, weird. But yeah, you said, I think you said like Sunshine was probably like the last Mario game that you played, huh? Or like at least really played.
Yeah, I mean, cause like actual Mario, cause I mean, like if it's Smash Bros. And Mario Kart and stuff like that, but an actual Mario game, yeah, it was Sunshine was like the last one where I was actually like, oh, I need to fucking beat this game. Mm-hmm. Cause I mean, I did try the Galaxy game. I know it's cool. I know it's good. It's just, I was like, you know, I'll play it some other time. And then Odyssey, when it came out, I was like, oh, this is awesome. And I just let it be, just because Zelda took over my life after that. Oh, because yeah, they came out the same day. Mm-hmm. And so my brother bought Odyssey and I had bought Zelda. And I was like, oh, this is actually a good game. And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna play Zelda for like 4 months straight.
Hey, I'll bring up Odyssey later, but I want to talk about Mario Kart, actually. Did you ever play, like, the original one?
Like, on the SNES?
Yeah.
Like, later on, when I was, like, older already.
Oh, yeah, me too, but yeah. I'm just curious, though, because, like, it's mm-hmm. actually really fun to play that one. Like, the controls of it, mm-hmm. fucking hard, but it's super fun.
Yeah, I never actually played it on the actual SNES, but it was, like, an emulator. But I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, I'd rather play the newer ones. But mm-hmm. I mean, I was like, this is pretty cool for when I was actually shocked because I thought the 64 one was the first one. So when I found out it was that one, I was like, well, what the fuck? And I was like, oh, this is old then. I was like, I didn't know that. Yeah, it was the Mario Kart 64. Ooh, dude, so many hours playing that game. It was so good. I fucking loved it. It's amazing.
Mm. Yeah, no, and for me, I'm Double Dash. That one for sure, just hours and hours.
All time favorite. Yeah,
yeah. I think that's. I got a feeling that's everyone's favorite. Like Mario Kart.
I think so too. Yeah.
Mario Kart 8, like it's building a whole bunch of stuff. It has like amazing tracks and all that. But like, I feel like just Double Dash is just everyone's go-to of their favorite. But yeah, that one again. That one I did not know. That you could like get more tracks or anything or like any more new stuff and all that. It wasn't until like in high school that it was like, oh, you can get all this stuff. All right, I'm gonna try to get it, and I try to win first place in all of them and all that. And I think in Double Dash you do get a gold cart. I can't remember. I know you for sure you get the
mirror. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you get a gold cart. Yeah, I had that shit too.
But yeah, and then what was it, Double Dash? Yeah, I never played the ones after that, like the one for the DS or the Wii or anything like that.
I had the one for the DS, right? So what I liked about it is like if we both have DSs and I have the game, you would just have to go to multiplayer and put what is it? Not online, but what's that thing called? Oh my god, like wireless? I think it said wireless or something like that. And then you would, like, on the main settings for the DS, you would have to go somewhere and you can just play the game like that without owning it.
Yeah, so
me and my brother did that all the time.
There was another Mario game that did that. It was the Super Mario DS one. I don't know. I think it just called it Super Mario Brothers. The one with the the one with the giant mushroom that, like, you take up, like, the whole screen and all that.
Oh, just... when you become a big? Yeah.
Yeah, that one. I remember one time I went to Glamis, and there was these kids that we met. Well, I was meeting a friend of my dad's, but like the people that were like parked next to them, they had a DS, and like I just spent that whole weekend basically
just playing
with them, or just going back and forth with all those mini games that you can play. I know one of them was like a snowball fight one. I can't remember what the rest were though, but yeah, that was a good fucking time. Never went on the quads and shit.
What's it called? Were you there with us? I'm not sure if you were there. I think it was just me, Susan, Alexis, and her old boyfriend. And this is like we're in high school, you know? We're at the mall, just walking around, and we stopped. We were at like, well, you know, you're fucking teenagers at the mall. You go to any store. So we're at Sears. And we're just walking around, and then we see a cartridge, like a DS cartridge on the floor. We're like, what the fuck? And so we pick it up, And I think it was, I don't remember if it was scratched off or not, but we're like, well, fuck it. Like, you know, Finders Keepers. And it was the, that game, the Mario game you're talking about. The one where you get all big, and that's the first time I played that one. And I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, who would have thought just going to series you would find a game like that? Dude.
That's crazy.
So, yeah. So Susan, like, she, well, Susan was play the shit out of it. So I would play like a level here and there, but she got really good at it. And I was like, how do you know this shit? I remember the first time, because we had the NES, right, the one that we had, we gave it to, when I say we, I mean my mom, she gave it to my cousins from X. Like, oh, yeah, you know, just give it to you. You guys don't play it. That's what she did with my Sega Genesis, too. And I was like, what the fuck? Why'd you get? I was like, I didn't tell you to give it away. So, it's, you know, they had Zelda, they had Mario, like the original Super Mario, or Mario Brothers. And we went one day, and they're like, oh, yeah, like you guys want to play? I was like, yeah, screw it. And they're all showing me these fucking secrets that I never knew about. Like, oh, if you, like, there's an invisible block here, and if you go down this pipe, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, how do you guys know this shit? And I was like, that's crazy. And they're like, oh, we found them. And I was like, because, you know, back then, like, they didn't have internet back there, like, in the, or a computer. So they just pretty much just somehow found all these things on accident. And I was like, that's fucking insane. And I was like, who would have thought? I was like, who would have thought that you guys of all people?
Yeah. From the DS, yeah, I remember playing those ones, and then the 3D one, the Super Mario Brothers 2, that one, like, they had, like, this thing going on with, like, you can get, like, a shit ton of gold coins and all that, and I think at one point you get, like, a gold skin on you and all that. I remember just playing those. But it's just, I mean, sadly, the DS ones are just not as memorable, I guess. I don't know.
The one that I did finish for sure was the new Super Mario Bros. For the Wii.
That one.
But yeah, that's the only one. The only reason I actually passed it was because me and my cousin were playing it. So he would come over, like, you know, I don't think I was driving at the time. I forgot when I got my Wii, but I think I was still in high school. And I mean, he's older than me, so he'd like just show up, like, so we're gonna play or what? And I was like, yeah, fuck it, let's do it. And we got so hooked on it, dude. Like, I didn't think I was gonna get hooked. I just bought it because I think it was like birthday money, and I was like, I want to buy a game. He goes, you know what, I haven't played Mario in a bit, and I needed games for the Wii because I only had Smash Bros back then. And I was like, I want to get an actual game. So I got it, and like, dude, we got so fucking addicted to that fucking game. And it took us, I think, a week to beat it. And it was like during Thanksgiving break, so he would show up in the morning, and like, we'll just be playing all day. And I think we beat it the day after Thanksgiving or the day before Thanksgiving. And I would hate it because, you know, you know how you turn into a bubble? So what he would, I don't know if I told this story, it's fucking hilarious. There's this level, like, we're going, and it's like, you know, like, sometimes, like, not the map, but like, the camera keeps going, and you have to, like, oh shit, you have to hurry up, and like, you have to not catch up, but it's, you know, it's always moving. So if you fall back, it'll kill you. So we're going, and he's like doing so. I was like, dude, come on, we gotta go. So I just pick his ass up, and I'm carrying him, and I'm just running. I was like, come on, let's go. And then, like, there's an enemy, and I threw him at it. And he's just like, you fucking asshole. And I was like, no, I needed you for that. And we go, and I finished the level, and he was all mad. So what? You're just gonna use me like that? You're gonna pick me up and throw me at enemies? Oh, dude, it was so hilarious, man. And that's probably the best memory I have of that game. Or just, like, just fucking around, you know, we'll just pick each other up, just, bye, just throw each other off. Oh, my God, it's so funny. That's the thing. It's, like, I don't really play Mario games and all that, but when I do, like, most of the time, if I'm not mad because I suck at it, like, I'm always having, like, a good game, like, a good time. Just, they're just fun, and they're, like, that's what I like about Mario too. It's like, even if you're not playing like the original Mario games or like the actual just Mario games, you know, even Mario Kart, there's Mario Party, like, you get to, what's it called, you're having fun with friends.
Yeah,
that's for sure. And it's like, it's a video game, like, it doesn't take itself seriously. It's just, you know, play, have fun, and, you know, just enjoy the time you have with, like, whoever you're playing with. And it's like, damn, dude, like, Miyamoto, man, that guy's Miyamoto, no. And Nintendo, dude, they got that right. They did this right.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's always been like their thing with Nintendo is just play with others. You know, it's why they got this Switch going on. It's become so popular. Like, I know some people don't actually like probably take it everywhere, but like you can do that and you still can play with others.
Yeah.
And I'm sure like that's always been the thing that brings people together. I mean, it's not Mario, but that Pokemon Go thing that they made, like that's the thing that really brought everyone together. Oh,
that was like world peace at its peak.
Dude, it really was. Like everyone was just like going around. I remember the first day.
Dude, yeah, when that came out, like everyone was outside. And it's like you used to live here too. We live like in a fucking desert. And like it's in the summer, it's not that it's just hot, but it's humid as hell too. Mm-hmm. And like when you're driving down like on Main Street and you just see people outside, I'm like, dude, like damn, that's crazy. I would like be like, I don't know how they do it. Like I wouldn't be able to do that. But then you see me fucking going at it too.
Yeah. No, me and Ali we will always go at night. And I remember seeing people like at my school, like, oh, hey, like, what's up? And we only ever talk in school. So like, it was just weird, like seeing them outside and all that. And we're just like, oh, what team are you on? And all that, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I remember I saw this one guy with this kid and he's just like, did you guys see a Charmander around here? And we're like, yeah, it's like over there around the corner. It's like, okay. And just taking his kid.
Dude, there was this time it was like when I was working at GameStop. It was like one of the first time I worked there. It was, you know, the game just came out. So we were all talking about it. And then I showed up to work and I was working with the assistant manager and he was like really into it. Like I was into it too, but like, you know, I was into it to be like, okay, I'm going to go for a walk and hopefully I get something. Or I'm going to go do the Pokestops and all this stuff. I didn't really get into it until like maybe like a year after it came out. And that lasted like a year and that's it. But this is week one, dude. Like when the game came out, he shows up. He's like, dude. And I was like, what? There was a fucking Charizard here. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, dude, like 20 minutes ago, there's a fucking Charizard, check. And like, I didn't get it. He's like, look at the Charizard. And I was like, are you fucking telling me I missed it by 20 minutes? He's all like, yeah, dude. And I was like, and I was going into work and I was like, I want to go home, man. Fuck this. I was all mad. I was like, how'd you get a Charizard, dude? He's like, yeah, do this. And I was like, all right. And I would always run out of Pokeballs. And like, one of my coworkers from, I used to work at Jack in the Box, he got like hooked onto it. He's like, oh yeah, just buy it for like $5, dude. And I was like, I'm not going to spend money. Mm-hmm. And the one time I did spend money, I was like, oh, fuck yeah, Pokeballs. And I just kept spending money on it and I'm like, fuck, I need to stop this stuff. But I've been trying to log into it because since we're going on our trip, that'd be really cool to do over there.
Oh hell yeah.
And I can't figure out my my account information because it was through my old phone and it used an old email, and it's I'm probably just gonna start a new one, but I don't want to.
I think just start a new one. I mean, screw it. I think start a new one.
Who, you?
You.
Most likely that's what I'm gonna do. But then it's like, oh, it's like we're gonna be using Wi-Fi and it's like a big old, I don't know.
Yeah, no, we'll see. What were we talking about before?
Just how like they're really cool with they're really good at like just having like good times with their friends, like with Mario Kart.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I'm sorry, go for it. Yeah.
You know which one like also did bring people together? Super Mario Maker. That one, like,
dude, okay, I was gonna bring that up. Not right now, but I was gonna bring that up after this topic. Dude, that game's insane, dude.
For sure.
When they announced it, I was like, okay, they're either gonna fuck it up or it's gonna be good. And then it's like, oh, you just see these stupid levels that people make, and like these were all modders that, you know, like they're like, oh, check out this level that I made online, and it's like, oh my god, dude, like how the fuck do you get that good? It's so crazy. It's like I could barely just jump, and then these people are like, all right, jump, get the turtle, throw the shell, bounce on it, do the spin, get the other turtle, throw it, bounce on the shell, and I'm like, fucking hell, dude. And I love how it tells you how many people died and where. Yeah. That is so cool. And it's like, I also like how you can't just make a level and then just post it online. Like, you yourself have to actually beat it. Yeah, I was like, okay, that's for sure. So that way they know it's actually beatable. It's not just like some bullshit level. But yeah, you know, people got really creative with that game. I'm actually happy for that.
Yeah, for sure. All I can think of is just platform. And just go straight to the flag. I don't know. Like, that's all I can think of. There's the things people made. Fucking hell. Oh my god. I actually never got the game, so I only ever, like, saw videos of him. Because I never got it because I knew I was for sure not going to make my own levels or anything like that, so.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, same here. I was like, when I saw it, I was like, that is so cool, but I'm not going to touch it because I'm not going to be able to pass any of the levels. Mm-hmm. I was like, if I can't beat any other Mario game, I was like, I can't even beat Luigi's Mansion. That's what makes you think I'm going to be able to pass any of these fucking people that have been playing this game forever.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, that was a good time when it first came out, for sure. Especially, I don't know if it was the Amiibos that came out with it. I don't know. But, like, I remember you can play, like, as other Nintendo characters. But, like, their 8-bit sprites, though. Like, you could do that with Sonic or Zelda and all that. Those were cool, too.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not just Mario, right? Like, when you're playing the game.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Yeah. Oh, the new Super Mario Brothers one, the one that was multiplayer. Those ones, I can never play it with someone else. I always want to get to the goal, and it's just everyone's just like screwing around and all that. I'm kind of like, I want to win, guys. Just I was always super competitive. But yeah, I'm sure now I'll be fine. But yeah,
talking about competitive, we gotta bring up the most competitive of all.
Which one?
Smash Bros.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that one. I mean, the only competitive one is just playing like the, what is it, classic run or adventure run. That one was always like,
oh, through Melee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That one's always been, I played it with a cousin of mine, but he was just like a little kid, so like I kind of just went easy on him, you know that thing where you're just pressing one button and all that, and just,
yeah, I never did that.
You're like, too bad. I remember one time playing it with him, and every time I would suggest let's take a break, because we were literally playing it like all day. I'm not kidding you, just one room, sitting down on the floor all day, and I was like, okay, even I'm getting tired, dude. Come on. Like, let's just take a break. And he'll start crying. And I'm like, okay, we can get going.
Yeah.
He wouldn't even let me eat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he would start crying. I'm kind of like, oh, God. So, yeah, that was like the one time that I was almost like, I don't want to play video games anymore.
You're all tired of it.
Yeah. But actually, the one that we played, though, was the 64 one.
That's the one where, I think all the Smash Bros. Games we've always like gotten together to play. That 64 one, like, one of my closest friends, he lived like right across the street from me. Like, we're the same age, and it's like, oh shit, like my parents know each other like from the longest time. It's like, oh fuck, like it'd be him, me, my brothers, and like we're like, all right, well, I'm gonna sleep over like across the street, and we just take Smash Bros. And all night, dude, just all right, just fucking right. You guys four go first, and then we'll just switch, and whoever keeps winning keeps playing. So many memories, dude. It's fucking crazy. That game is so addicting. And then when Melee came out, that one was sick. It was me and my cousin. The cousin that would that I passed the new Super Mario Bros. With. Like, he would show up every other day and like we'll be playing. That's all. We're like, all right, let's play Smash Bros. Already. Okay, let's do it. So it'd be me, him, my little brother, maybe my older brother. I don't really remember. He never really played a lot right there and then. But what we would do, but like, you know, this is back in the day with CDs, so you'll make mixtapes and CDs. We made like a CD of like a just like movie songs from like movies and stuff like that. And like the one that would always be playing would be fucking Duel of Fates. So we'll be playing Duel of Fates on the temple for the Zelda map, like that big one, and we just go at it, and we're like, oh, like, well, let's. At first, we're like, okay, let's play. And then he was like, oh, well, let's put the computers to 9. And we're like, okay, well, let's do it. And then, it got easy. And one time I don't know what the fuck happened, but, like, instead of 9, we put 7 on accident. And we're like, why are these guys harder? And after that, we're like, okay, we got to do 7, because 7 is harder than 9 for some reason. I think that was just an R ice, but yeah, it was, oh dude, so many fucking hours just like playing Melee. It was so good. And then and Evo eventually brought, dude, it's so funny because when they announced Brawl, I was like, okay, I need to go to GameStop and reserve it because I want to buy that game. And then like totally forgot about it until I get a call. This is back then when you know, everyone had landlines. So, you know, we're going through the things and they're like, you have a message. I was like, what? And I just like, oh, like, you know, I'm calling from GameStop, just letting you know that, Super Smash Bros. Does come out tomorrow. And I was like, what? Oh, fuck the game. It comes out tomorrow. I never knew the release date. And then, like, I just, that's the reason I found out. I never got my dad. Hey, so I made a reservation. Can you buy me this game? He's like, yeah, yeah, fuck it. Let's go. And the next day I was all excited. I was like, oh, fuck, this is awesome. And boom, more hours just playing that stupid shit. And that's when they made the, they had like the level maker too on that one. Do you ever mess around with that?
I did once, but like I said, same reason with the Mario Maker one.
I would go online just like, okay, what did people make? And I would just make them right there. The one that I did, we thought it was funny. It's like, because you could entrap yourself in there. So you can't die and we'll just be like going at it. And it's just like one hit, poof, get sense, and you're just hitting the roof, going, bouncing off the walls.
Yeah.
So yeah, we did that. And it's funny though, because I was always like, yeah, I'm pretty good at the game, because, you know, like I'm playing with like computers that are level 9. And some friends came over like from high school, no, like from school. They're like, you play, right? And I was like, yeah. And like, oh well, are you good? I was like, yeah dude, I'm really good. They whooped my ass. It was like three friends, and they whooped my ass. And I was like, oh shit, you guys actually play? Like, oh yeah, we've been, you know, we tried to actually get good at it. Like, oh, okay, well, I can try that. And lucky for me, my wife, well, she likes games, right? So me and her would just always just play every once in a while. And her brother, he was in the Marines when me and her were dating. And he's like, you play Smash? So I was like, yeah, right here. And I was like, oh, fuck, I gotta actually be good. And we were like kind of the same. He, like, when I play him, I'm like, okay, I gotta beat it. I gotta beat him for sure, because then he's just gonna be like, yeah, I can still beat you and all that. And I played him, when was it? Not too long ago. We were at his house. Where the fuck were we? Yeah, I think we were at his house, and he had it on. Oh, because he just bought the Switch. He's like, we're playing. I was like, all right, cool. Because, like, back then, like, he would always beat Susan, and, like, no one could beat him. And I was like, well, fuck it, yeah. I mean, I know how to play. And then, yeah, like, I gave, when I met him, I actually gave him a hard time to, like, when we were playing. And we played again. I was like, oh, I got this. I mean, I haven't played, like, 2 years. And, like, he hasn't played in a long ass, an easy win. And I was like, oh, fuck, he's been practicing. I was like, God damn. I was like, shit. And he loves to use Ike. And I kind of, like, changed characters. I like to use Captain Falcon, Samus. I used to use Young Link a lot. But I was like, nah, like, I'm not really too good with him anymore. But I do love using Ness. Because I love using his up B where he summons that lightning, and just like, you can just hit yourself and just launch yourself towards him. And that's, I was like, well, that's, if I can kill you with that, I won the game. But yeah, we played three games, and I think he beat me once, and he was all like, oh yeah, I still got it. And I'm like, bro, shut up, bro, like, this control sucks. I can't. And I was like, you beat me when I was using Jigglypuff, come on.
For me, Link is my main. In Melee, I always did, you know, you were up in the sky, and then like just hit down.
Oh yeah,
A and all
the,
that.
The downward like, thrust, yeah,
downward thrust, and you can like kill someone with that. But then in Brawl and like the other games after that, they kind of like, it wasn't as strong, so I was kind of sad about that.
Yeah, that's what I noticed too, because I would always use it in Melee, and then when I was playing Brawl, I was like, why aren't they dying?
Yeah. One that I actually got pretty good at was with Jigglypuff. Again, with Melee, you do the spinning thing and just hit someone, you can kill them instantly.
Yeah.
I don't think it was that strong after that, though. Melee, man, it was pretty cool. But yeah, actually, it was around the time when Ale would bring, like, you, Susan, like, all of her friends over. That's when I started, like, really start playing with others. And it was fun.
We'll play a lot of Smash.
Oh, for sure.
That would I remember that.
It would be either that or Injustice that we would play. But for sure, when the Mario Wii U came out, that one, we all came together for sure with the 8 players and all that.
Oh, dude, like, I hate it. I hate the 8-player thing.
Really?
I think it's too many people.
Oh, okay. I loved it.
That's what I think. I mean, I love the game. You know, the game's cool, but it's just like, I was like, oh my god, 8 players? Like, all right. And then it's like, you know, I'm blind already, and like, you know, like, the map spreads out, so if someone kind of goes to the side, it's like, oh, zoomed out, and I'm like, where the fuck am I? Like, I was like, I can't see, man.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that part I understand for sure.
It's just like little issues like that, but I mean, yeah. the game's great overall.
Oh yeah, for sure. All the characters, all the stages look great and all that, especially those, like, the ones that you switch platforms and all that, like you're behind one and all that. That one was cool. I think for me, one of the coolest things that I did, it was in Melee. It was in the Zelda castle one, and you know, the little tunnel in the middle of the stage. I remember
on the bottom,
Yeah, I was throwing like a mine at someone, but it landed in the hole, and so it was like at that middle part right there. And then at one point, I can't remember how I got there, but I was at the bottom. I missed the mine and all that, and there was another mine. I threw it up, so it was on like the top part of the tunnel. City,
yeah,
and I somehow hit someone, like throwing them up. And they hit the mine on top, hit the other mine on the bottom part, and then they just shot up. I don't know if I killed them or not, but like, we saw that and we were like, what the fuck? Like, that was just like always the best thing I ever did.
That's fucking funny. The only time that I was like, I don't want to play Smash was with my friend's ex-husband, right? Like, he was obsessed with Smash Bros. So I was like, oh yeah, like, I'll play you. And then the first time I played, I was like, holy shit, like, he's good. Like, he's really good. And then every time we would hang out, I was like, just play Smash, just play Smash. So I was like, nah, bro, like, you know, I actually want to enjoy my night. Like, I don't want you just kicking my ass. And because he'll fuck with you. He would use Snake a lot, and he would just mess with you. Like, he's like, oh, yeah, look. And then he'll do something like, yeah, you can't do anything because of this. And I was like, so, you know what? I'm not going to play with you anymore, man. Like, oh, man. Fuck this. Yeah. Yeah, it was hilarious.
I remember in high school, actually, they did a video game competition, and Smash Brothers was one of the games. It was Smash Brothers, Mario Kart, and I think Rock Band that you can like play. But I chose Super Smash Brothers, and I only made it to the second stage, sadly.
I think I remember that. Were we in high school the same time?
No, I think you graduated by the time I got there.
What? When did you become a freshman? Do you know?
I got to do some math. 2012?
Oh, okay. So I had just barely graduated.
Yeah, and then the competition thing didn't. I didn't do it till maybe junior or senior year.
No, because I do remember hearing about a tournament.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I think it's because your sister and Susan were in high school stuff, so maybe that's why I found out. I don't know. Recently they posted, I guess there's like a FIFA club at the high school.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, yeah, because they had posted like, oh, tournament at, we have like an ice cream creamery here now.
Mm-hmm.
And like, oh, at Brawley Creamery, just go ahead and, what's it called? Just show up, and it's like presented by BUHSFA, which is FIFA. No, FC, which is like football club. And I was like, what the hell? They have a whole group for just FIFA? I was like, that's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. But yeah, and then part of the reason why I lost, though, is because when we play Smash Brothers, it was always either like the Final Destination stage or just the Zelda.
Oh, yeah, dude, that's a classic,
And so the one that I played on the second stage was, it was like a Donkey Kong one, you know, like the levels were rising up and down. I was not used to that, and so I died, just kept falling down. that's all I lost in the end.
Which one was that one? The Donkey Kong level.
I think it was in Brawl. Yeah, I think we were using Brawl, and it was not like the now.
Oh Kong. Yeah, as the camera moves up, right?
And so
it's called Rumble Falls.
It completely threw me off, and I wasn't used to it. And I just kept falling. But, like, I stayed there for the rest of the tournament and all that. And it was the final two. I think it was a Donkey Kong and a Wario. And so, yeah. And we were just kind of like, oh, my gosh. And then I was with the guy with that was playing as Wario, because I think I had him for a class, mm-hmm. and so I was just like, I'm gonna root for him. And so I was just kind of like, oh my gosh, like, what the fuck is gonna happen and shit. And I think the Donkey Kong guy had like, he had 3 lives, and I think Wario only had 1. He fucking fell. The Donkey Kong fell off at one point because I can't remember what he did wrong and all that. And then in the second moment, the Wario guy got the Smash Ball thing, the power up. And so, like, mm-hmm. he had that, and we were like, just go, get him. Like, hopefully he can kill him, like, in those 2 lives or something. I don't know. And then finally, they got to 1 lives each, and the baseball bat comes up, and the Wario guy got it. And he just kept trying to time it right.
Yeah.
And he finally got him, and that's how he won. And when he won, everyone, like, got on him, like, oh, my God. And we almost dropped the Wii system right there. So it was just like, oh, my God, whoa. And then they decided to take a picture of him, I guess, put it, I don't know, for the new year, the yearbook or something.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, let's just quick picture. And he does, like, this okay sign, you know, this one. And you see his hands shaking, like he was still super nervous from the whole thing. It's just like, god damn, dude, you won. Relax.
That's so cool though. Like, I've always wanted to join tournaments, but it's like, I was like, oh, I'm just gonna lose, like, what's the point?
Yeah. No, in one of my mom's salons, on the second floor, there was a comic book store, and in there they had video games that you can play too. Me and I just decided to visit there one day. We went in. I played against them, and I lost. Because those guys were just really, really good. And yeah. They were trying to give me some pointers, too, like, and all that. But I'm just kind of like, oof, I got to practice this some other time.
You're like, eh, I'm okay.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Fucking Smash Brothers, dude. I wish I can get all the characters in the Switch, but... Yeah, oh well. Actually, I don't even think I have all the characters like they can get now. Not the
yeah, you know, I was like, I'm gonna look at the maps that they have right now, like the stages,
mm-hmm.
and like I'm on the, I guess it's like an actual Nintendo website. It's just like Smash Bros stages,
mm-hmm.
and it's like it's showing me like a slide and it's switching through like the through this different stages. I'm looking at the first one, and I was like, what is it like Kingdom Hearts? And I was like, oh shit, Sora's in Kingdom in fucking Smash Bros. Mm-hmm. I was like, fuck, I want to play as him.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I don't think I ever cared about the other new ones in the like DLC mm-hmm. packs. I think Link is just gonna be my my main one forever. I tried using Lucario, Charizard. Another one. I can't remember. I know there's another one. But yeah, for sure those two, like, I tried using them. Just wasn't the same. I think Mario and Donkey Kong might be, like, I'm okay with those. But mm-hmm. Link. Link is the one.
What I didn't like about the... Well, you know, like, when the new one came out.
Mm-hmm.
When they're like, oh, like, who's this character? Where they're, like, you know, leading up to the game. Like, oh, this person joins the fight. And I would always be mad because most of the time they'd be like, well, they're called shadow characters.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd just be like, oh, great, another Marth. I'd be like, I'd be so fucking mad. Like, dude, like, get someone else.
Yeah. I mean, who knows when we're going to get another Smash Brothers. I mean, they seem pretty good with this one.
It's going to be a good while because, what's the creator's name? Sakura? Oh.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he's like retired, isn't he? Or no, I think
he's Sakurai. He had said like I think like 2 years ago, like, we're taking like a break, like
mm-hmm.
we're taking a good break after this.
No, I mean, he fucking worked himself hard getting all those DLCs and shit. I think at one point he did like get sick because mm-hmm. he was working so hard. So yeah, take a break.
Yeah, I mean, that's how they are, dude. Like the Japanese workers and all that. And there's a great documentary. You should watch it. It's about competitive Super Smash Brothers Melee.
Mm-hmm.
It's on YouTube. It's like 7. It's like different parts. It's really entertaining. It's like it talks about like what's it called? Like it talks about like different like really great players And when they were like travel hours to go to a house because someone was hosting a tournament there. Mm-hmm. And that's how it was back then. Like, especially with Halo 2, it's like, oh, there's a tournament in Texas, we should go. And like, how the fuck do you hear about a tournament in Texas? Like,
yeah.
And it'd just be like just one giant, there's just one house, a bunch of people there. Like, yeah, we're playing Halo all day. Just bring money for drinks and pizza, water. And it's the same thing with the Smash community. And it's really entertaining, dude. It's really crazy because you hear about, I forgot their fucking names. But right now, I think one of the best ones, his name's Zero.
Mm.
And he won, when this game came out, like the launch of it, like I think a week before they Nintendo hosted like an actual tournament about it, and he won it. And I was like, who the fuck is this loser? Like Zero. And it turns out he was like an upcoming, like actual good fucking player. And I was like, oh, fuck. Okay, maybe he did deserve it. And there's Mewtwo Keen, and it's really interesting. I'll see if I can look for it. I forgot what it was called. I never finished it, but it was really good. I was like, fuck. I was always like, I was all hooked on it. I was like, this is really awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah, and they were like, dude, they would spend so much money and time just to just to get good.
You know which documentary I saw? I can't remember what's it called, but like, it's about dudes beating like the world records on certain arcade games, like Donkey Kong, Pac-Man, and other ones. Oof, oh man, hold on, documentary. I hope I can like find it. Play them. Oh, was it that? I think the King Kong. I think it was this one. King of Kong. This one. Yeah, I think it's this one. Yeah, King of Kong, A Fistful of Quarters, where this guy, he wants to beat the record for the Kong game. But they, and so while they were talking to him, like, about how he's, like, trying to do that, they were talking to the guy who beat it before him and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, like, became pretty famous in his town because of it and all that. And he kind of became like a jerk. Like, he just thought so highly of himself because of it and all that. Like, you gotta watch it, dude. It's really interesting, like how they like portrayed these guys and all that, like.
I've heard of the document. I never saw it, but I did hear of it. And then that record's been beat. I mean, he set that record like a long time ago though, right? Like, it was like years, I think, in 2003. There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did it in 2003. Oh, but did you see though? Like, supposedly he cheated.
Yeah, I think. I don't know if they brought it up in the in doc documentary, but like, something happens. I don't spoil it because you really gotta watch it. But like,
yeah, because when that documentary came out, I think right before it came out or like right after it came out, like some they were like, wait, what the fuck? This guy was cheating the whole time. I was like, oh, no fucking way, man.
Yeah. I think that's the only like video game documentary. There's that other one on Netflix that I told you about. I think it's just called Video Game.
Yeah,
that one you gotta watch for sure.
The King of Kong is on YouTube, like the full movie.
Oh, for watch it.
Yeah, I'll probably watch that one. I found the Smash Bros. Documentary too.
Oh, nice.
Oh, did they put it together in one movie?
Mm.
Oh, it's like a 4-hour thing. Yeah, just watch it in parts. They're like 15 to 20 minutes each.
Okay.
It's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Smash Brothers, probably one of the best fighting games, honestly. I'm sure you probably say Street Fighter or something, but Smash is my favorite. I bring up Mario Odyssey. That one, and now it came out, it just kind of looked like another Mario game. You know, I'm sure I was going to enjoy it and all that, but I fucking loved it when I played it. Like, a part of the game, it's almost like it's sort of like a love for Mario games and all that. Like, the one where you get to, what is it, New Donk City or something like that, and like you really like get all the stars. I can remember there weren't stars, there was something else, but when you get all of those at one point, and then you get that Mario Odyssey theme song. I don't know if you remember hearing it. Jump Up Superstar.
Yeah, dude, I love that song.
I love it too.
I hate how it's on Spotify or Apple Music, and I just have to go to YouTube to listen to it. I fucking hate that.
Yeah. I love it. But yeah, when you get there, though, like, just a part of it, though, it's almost like this a love for the Mario games history and all that. And it's just, it's so worth playing it. Especially the last level, where at some point they play another song. There, it wasn't Jump Up Superstar, it was something else, and when that song started playing, I was like, what the heck is going on? This is awesome. And you just like barreling through the final stage and all that, and it was still super fun. But yeah, I think Mario Odyssey might have been like my Sega favorite Mario game, like right underneath Mario Galaxy. I loved it that much. Yeah,
I've seen videos of like people just trying to get moon, like, oh yeah, get this moon like this, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, they throw the hat, they jump and throw themselves, land on it, they just repeat the process, and I was like, yeah, I don't think I'm gonna be able to do that. I mean, it's cool, honestly. What I did play, I was enjoying it. It was just like I said, it just Zelda just. I'd rather just play Zelda the whole time. No, but honestly, there was a lot of fucking stars. Oh, they're called moons. The power moons.
Okay, power moons.
So, but they put a lot of them on there, though. There's a lot,
dude. I'm not kidding you. Like, I at some point you can like buy some power moons, and I thought, oh, okay, maybe I can just like, maybe it's just like 20 or something. I don't know, but no, I kept wasting all my money trying to get them in like in one stage. And I'm like, how many fucking moons am I supposed to get on this? And so, yeah, I never got to 100%. I beat it, the whole maps and all that, but I just never got to 100%.
It's like here it says, like, I don't get the meaning of this, but it says, like, power moons by location, right? And it gives you the kingdom. It gives you base power moon total. And it's also moon rock unlockable power moon total. I don't know what the fuck that means, but it's like the first fucking level, Cap Kingdom Power Moons, right? First level. Well, actually, it's not the first level. Yeah, it is. It has to be because it's not alphabetical. It says base power moon total, 17. I was like, already, that's a lot for one level. Mm-hmm. And it says moon rock unlockable power moon total, 31. I
was like, oh my God.
Like, what do you mean?
Yeah. Still worth it though. Go play it. And we're listening.
I'll probably like play it eventually, but when I'm like 38.
Well, another one I do recommend for sure is Mario Rabbids. That one was like a complete surprise for a lot of people because like when they announced it, people were like, "Really, Rabbids?"
I thought it looked so stupid.
Yeah, no, yeah, me too. I thought I was kind of like, oh, this is not gonna be a good collab. I mean, but we'll see. But then I played it and I was like, this is really, really fun and really, really hard to beat. Holy shit. I still haven't gotten the second one, sadly, but yeah, that first one was a complete surprise and I absolutely loved it. I really recommend it to people.
Yeah, you know, my friends are the one that they're the Yoshi's Island, like, she was like, dude, it's really good. And I was like, all right, whatever. And I just look online, like, yeah, everyone's like in love with it. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, rabbits of all like, of all things, it's good. I was like, hey, well, I mean, hey, you know, what's it called? Like, good for the team that worked on it and all that. But who would have thought that it would be good?
Yeah, I mean, they made a second one, and actually, I think the second one didn't make that good of sales. I think I heard that.
It's a turn-based game, right? Like, it's like, you move your attack and all that?
Yeah, kind of like Fire Emblem, kind of like that. But, I mean, it's just not as hard.
Oh, God, it's bad.
No, yeah, this is the very much easier version of it. But it's still super fun. Like, you still have to really strategize where to go and all that, especially, like, in the final levels. Because, you know, usually, like, if you're going up against three people, and then you just go to the next stage, part of the stage and all that. Where, like, towards the end, though, you're fighting one group of people after another. So you have to be like, oh, my gosh, I'm not going to make it. And all that. So, yeah, it's still pretty competitive. That might have been all of them. I know there's Odyssey. What was the last Mario game that came out?
It was Odyssey, wasn't it?
I think so.
Let me see. Like actual Mario game or just like in general?
I guess in general. I'm curious. I know the new soccer.
Well, the last one actually that you mentioned, it was the Rabbids game, the second game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Sparks of Hope. Before that was the Strikers, and then the Mario Party, another Mario Golf, which I heard was pretty good too. It was pretty fun.
Hmm. We mentioned this last episode, but I'll bring it up again. The Mario Kart 8 new DLC had Yoshi's Island on it. that sounds amazing. I think I for sure want to try to get that one someday.
Yeah, actually, that I think the last official, like, actual Mario Party game, I mean, like, Super Mario was, oh, actually, Super Mario Maker 2 in 2019, and before that was the Odyssey.
Okay.
I never thought of it like that. It's like, there's a bunch of, like, I mean, they're Mario games, but they're not really, like the core Mario games, but those are spread out pretty evenly. Because they'll do that, and it's like, oh, here's a Mario Kart. Here's Super Smash Bros. Here's, there's a... Oh, did you ever play the Paper Mario games? I never beat any of them, but I've played the one for the 64, and I played the one for the GameCube. The GameCube one was, like, really fun. I liked it a lot. Oh, but it's just, I don't know, it's just, like, an RPG Mario-based, and it's, like, Paper Mario. There was one for the, I think it was a 3DS that just came out, or the Switch one, and, like, there were, like, so many memes. I think it was because of, like, the food. And, like, the food looked really fucking amazing. And it's like, this is a Paper Mario game. Why does the food look so good?
No, I never played it. I like, started it on one of my cousin's GameCube. But I just never even went through, like, the first, I guess, fight, you can say.
Yeah.
I never got it. RPG games are kind of hard for me to get into. The only one that was Pokemon. probably that. I don't know.
Yeah, I was just saying, like, is that it?
Yeah. So I never got into that. I think I might have played a Mario Luigi game, but I don't think it was.
Oh, the RPG. Mario Luigi games? They're like turn based too, I think. Not really too sure. I just saw Mario Luigi. Yeah, it's an RPG.
I remember. I remember playing one like that, but yeah, I don't remember the RPG much of it. I don't know. I mean, Mario's just gonna be like in my life forever. whatever new Mario game they come out with, I'm gonna play it and shit.
Dude, and it's gonna get bigger by the end of the month just because of the movie.
Yeah, I'm wondering how sales. Are gonna go.
Like, I haven't been to the movies in so long, and I'm like waiting for this fucking movie to come out.
Really?
Yeah. What was it? I forgot what the last movie I saw in theaters. I think it was this year. I don't remember. You know what comes out tonight? And I didn't fucking know. John Wick.
Yeah. I'm gonna watch it this weekend.
I didn't know. Like, and the whole time I was like, okay, well, here's the trailer. Here's this, and it's like. Wait, someone told me today, they're like, oh yeah, it comes out tonight or like tomorrow. And I was like, what the fuck? I thought it came out like in May. I was like, that was kind of fast. I was like, damn.
Yeah, it's like 3 hours long too.
Yeah, they told me that. Like, yeah, it's like 3 hours. Like, what do you have to go to the bathroom? It's like, John Wick being 3 hours, my ass. And I was like, 2 hours and 50 minutes. I was like, oh shit, fuck yeah. And I saw the reviews too. And supposedly it's like probably like one of the best ones.
Yeah, I heard that too, that the fighting doesn't like go on for too long and all that. People are excited for Donnie Yen in that movie.
I know, when I found out Donnie Yen was coming out, I was like, yes. Oh, thank God, I love him.
But I gotta watch that one with my dad though, because I think he and I saw the first two on theaters.
We saw the third one together.
Yeah. I fell asleep though.
Did you? Oh, you were tired, huh?
Yeah, I was. I worked nights and I only had like an hour nap. And I was with you guys the whole day and just, I fucking fell asleep.
So. Yeah, I remember. That's the first time when I went. Well, because, I mean, well, you live over there and it's like, I live in a small community and all that. And it's like, when we showed up to your theater, I was like, what the fuck? This shit's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, reclining seats. I was like, that's all new to me. And I was like, I can get beer. I was like, what? I was like, yes, I'll have one, but just one, because I don't want to, like, I don't want to keep going to the bathroom or something. And I was like, dude, I was like, just watching the movie, like, this is awesome. I was like, really, this theater kicks ass.
And you never been to one since. Just
yeah, no, that's true. I had to come back to this shithole and be like, oh, you want soda? Do you want water? And I was like, how do I, where's the beer at?
Actually, some friends of my parents, they came over and they brought their kids and they wanted to go to the movies. And we saw, what was it, Puss in Boots?
I want to watch that movie.
Dude, it's so good. But yeah, so they also live in Brawley and all that. Mm-hmm. And so when they came to my theater, I think
I saw your mom post something. Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Mm, so yeah, so when they saw, not the one that I took you, that you went, it was another one. But even then though, they saw the menu and they were like, you can get burgers here, you can get pizza.
Dude,
here. Like,
yes,
what the fuck?
It's crazy. And I was like, because you always see online, you know, like, oh, like, you always see online, like, when you live here, it's like, oh, what the fuck, like, a reclining chairs, and you know, like, they have like those theaters instead of seats, they have beds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Have you seen this? And like, I've seen like people post, oh, about to watch, like, you know, like people from like podcasts and stuff like that, oh, go about to watch like, you know, the new Avengers movie, and it's like they have like the, you know, it's like their theme, but then they have like the little table and like they have a fucking like, yeah, like pizza or a burger, and I'm like, where the fuck are you, man? Like,
mm-hmm.
Are you sure that's a theater? Like, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm over here just like stuck with popcorn and like M&Ms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, honestly, like, I never thought I was actually like gonna get like any of those things when I first got there. Now I want to get those all the time. If I'm in the mood for pizza, I'll get a pizza from there.
Yeah.
So enjoy that, what you have for a while, because like, you will be spending money in a theater once you do.
how much are the pizzas over there, like in the theaters? I mean, because I mean, like, either way, like, I mean, the Cinemark here is like, I mean, I think it's expensive as hell. You know, for like a drink and all that, you're spending like, the tickets themselves are like $20 for me and my wife. And then if we want to get snacks, okay, well, I want to get a soda. If I want to get a hot dog or nachos, I'm spending like another $20, almost $30 on just food by itself.
Hmm. I mean, if I buy like the pizzas, the tickets plus like if I get like a pizza or a burger there with me and Ale, I probably spend maybe $50, almost $60.
For both?
Yeah.
It's pretty much the same.
Yeah, because actually,
I'm spending, but you're getting better shit than I am.
Yeah, like the tickets aren't that expensive in mine. I think it's only like $8 each.
Oh, no way.
Hold on, actually, I got a ticket here.
Oh my god. That's what I missed when the tickets used to be like $8.
Oh no, it's $11 right here. Fuck. Yeah.
So it's about the same. I think you're paying like $1 more for a ticket than I am.
Mm-hmm.
But true. I mean, if the food's like the same, it's like, damn, dude.
Yeah, okay, yeah, $11. But then there's this one, Cine 1. That one, like, that's the only like room that has the reclining chairs. This one's $14. And so, yeah. And then with the food, I can't remember exactly how much they are, but I know I wanna say like the pizza stuff, it's like $14, I wanna say, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, mainly. Mm-hmm. But usually we always,
I mean, it's still pricey, but I mean, like,
not bad. Mm-hmm.
I want that here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think as we hit all the games, I tried looking up if there's like news of an upcoming Mario game, but I don't really see much.
I'm pretty sure we're gonna find out more stuff after the movie, maybe like a month or two. Mm-hmm. Oh, like, this is a new, and E3 is coming up in June, so. Well, I mean, they're not. I mean, it's not that E3 is happening, but it's like, I mean, I'm pretty sure they're gonna be doing something at least.
I'm sure. I'm sure for sure. Like after the movie,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure don't want to like use the hype of the movie if it does good.
If it does good, dude, that movie's gonna sell a lot. Even if it's even if it's like not good, it's gonna be like oh shit, it made its money back and more opening weekend. Mm-hmm. And then like, yeah, don't watch it, guys. And it's like, oh okay, but either way, it's gonna make its money.
Yeah.
And then with a fucking Mario World opening, sheesh. I'm jealous. My friend just went there. She took her kids. Fuck, dude, it looks so. I was like, dude, just send me videos, like whatever. And oh, dude, it looks so fucking cool, man.
That's awesome.
But yeah, she was all like, yeah, like we didn't get on the rides because there were like 2-3 hour wait times, and we're like, yeah, just walk around and all that. So, and I was like, I was telling her, like, it'll go down like how it did with Star Wars.
So. Yeah.
I'm just looking through my I want to ask you real fast. Who's your favorite character in Mario, in the Mario universe?
I don't know, I really like them all.
I have two.
Okay, tell me.
First one being Boo, and the second one being Toad.
Toad, yeah. Actually, we never brought it up. Toad's Big Adventure.
Did you ever play it?
I never.
Did I let you borrow it?
I don't think so. No, that
was in it. I let someone else borrow it.
Yeah, I played my cousin's.
Is it on the Switch?
It was. I know it was on the Wii U.
Yeah. But dude, that game is so fun.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I mean, if you still have your Wii U, I'll look for it because I think I have it somewhere, or my friend just kept it and just never asked for it. At this point, what's the point? Mm-hmm. Oh my god, dude, that game was awesome, dude. Mm-hmm. I loved it. And like, what does he say? Toad's Adventure. Mm-hmm. I'll be walking around like at work, like, Toad's Adventure, and they're like, "What are you saying?" It's like, "Oh, I'm just talking to myself." But, oh, I loved it, dude. It's so charming. You're just doing puzzles. Toad. And I love the whole, it's like a cube and you go down. Oh, it was kind of hard too. It was so cool though. I fucking want to play that shit now.
I'll look it up, see if maybe they have it on Switch or something. I don't know.
Captain Toad, there we go. That's
Captain Toads, yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I remember when he technically first came out in Mario Galaxy and just kind of like, oh, that's cool, that's nice. Toad like going off on his own, trying to get stars for you and all that.
Oh, that's just kept, right. I forgot about that.
And they just kept building him up until, what was it? I think, yeah, Mario 3D World, where they had like little mini games of like Toads and stuff that you can do. And it just, people absolutely loved it and they made a game out of it. Yeah. I didn't play a lot of it, but the ones that I played, like, it was super fucking fun. And just, yeah, it's a charming little game. It's great.
Dude, it's on the Switch.
Oh, fuck yeah.
40 yeah. bucks on the Switch. There's a demo. Probably gonna download it right now. Yeah. I'm just gonna play the demo.
Dude, fuck. I'll probably buy it. Fuck. See, now I gotta take the Switch. Nah, I'm just kidding. Nah, I shouldn't.
I was thinking about just taking the Switch too to try playing Metroid, but I was like, no, that the reason I bought the Vita was to take it on the plane. So I'm not even gonna bother.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Unless you take your Switch and then I could just take the game.
No, I don't think so. I'll probably be listening to podcasts and like audiobooks on the plane. So
makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to the plane.
But my favorite character? I don't know, dude. I mean probably Luigi. I love Luigi's Mansion, and I played all three of them, and really enjoyed all of them, especially the third one. Actually, the third one was like pretty fucking tough and fun.
I never played that one.
Yeah, the third one was pretty fun.
Yeah.
I would say Luigi's probably my favorite. I actually almost wanted to say I can't remember her name though. It's that purple looking one that's like Yoshi's girlfriend.
Oh, the Birdo, whatever its name is.
Yeah, she never comes out.
Wasn't it a boy?
I don't think
so. It throws. Yeah, it's the one with the bow, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She,
I think it's a boy.
No way.
Yeah, because I remember there was not controversy, but like people were like, "Wait, what? It's a boy, but it throws eggs?" Like,
is Birdo a boy?
Yeah, an English manual for Super Smash Bros. 2. I'm sorry, Super Mario Bros. 2 refers Birdo as a male who thinks he is a girl and would prefer to be called Birded. So I guess transgender?
I guess.
Yeah. Well, whatever makes it happy. Well, or her happy.
Yeah, I mean, either way, she. And so. That's what the fuck. That's a fun fact, I guess.
That's funny. Oh, you know what I liked about Double Dash 2? How they included like Baby Mario, Baby Luigi, Baby Peach, and all that. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, and this racetrack is actually pretty cool, just because it's just a circle, but like you gotta take like 8 laps or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Oh, and then when you use them, you can. It's like a fucking baby cart.
Yeah.
Like, I used to love using them with oh my god, the ghost, the Boo.
Mm.
Like I would use like Baby Luigi with that one, because I think they each had their own power ups, right? Like their own special item.
Did they?
I think they did.
I don't think so. I don't remember. Maybe like, maybe you play like Mario and Luigi, you get like.
Mm-hmm.
The fireball or something. All right, now I gotta.
Yeah, so Mario and Luigi would be fireballs. Princess Peach and Daisy would be a heart. Yeah, dude, they each had their own. I guess you can mix them up because it's like if you use Mario with Toad, you can get the golden mushroom and the fireball. For that special, the special items. I remember you could. That's why there's the mixing, because they each have their own items.
Mm.
Where the hell is my Double Dash? I want to play this shit.
Mm-hmm. They say Baby Mario and Baby Luigi get Chain Chop. That's weird.
Mm.
Golden Mushroom for Toad and Toadette.
Oh, Mario and Luigi is the fireballs. Baby Mario and Baby Luigi is Chain Chop.
Yeah. Huh.
That's cool. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Just makes the game even better.
Yeah. Make a remake.
Yeah, there's the Bowser shell, the Bob Bomb. Great game.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck. Mario games are the best. But yeah, I think we got all of them. I'm just trying to look at it one more time. Yeah, I think that's all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly thought this episode was going to go a lot longer.
Yeah, same here, because I remember when you told me, like, oh, we should do a Mario episode and be 2 parts. I'm like, fuck. It's a lot of Mario. And then, like, when the whole day, I was like, what are we going to talk about? Why is it going to be so long? And I was like, yeah, well, let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
That's why, like, I made, like, a little theme, like, little notes here and there, just, and then, like, we both thought of the same shit. that's what happened, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, like, I mean, Mario is just, like, it's been a big part of my life that I kind of thought I would have, like, endless things to talk about or mm-hmm. something. I don't know, but... I mean, no, yeah, just, I guess there wasn't just a lot of them, I guess.
I think it's more of the, like, you think about it and you have all these memories and, like, little special moments and you're mm-hmm. like, oh, okay, yeah, you know, that's what we're going to, like, it's like, since you have all those memories and it's like, okay, well, it is going to be a long episode, but it's like, once you get to it, it's like, oh, okay, I guess it is just, like, yeah. You're just thinking about it and that's mm-hmm. what it is. That's what I was like, yeah, because that's, yeah.
mm-hmm. That's crazy. No, yeah, I mean, it's just. I guess that is the best part of the Mario games.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about Bowser's. I'm looking at the levels for the N64, and I forgot there was a Bowser's castle there.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I got nothing else to bring up. You?
Yeah, I think I just said everything I need to say about Mario.
Cool.
Hopefully they do more shit soon.
Yeah, I hope so too. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm pretty sure they're gonna announce something after the movie for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? But yeah, that was the Mario games. Thank you all for listening. Check us out. Sorry.
Catch us on. Yeah, I was gonna say catch us on Spotify, like, Apple.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. For sure. Spotify, Apple, and all that stuff. YouTube for sure. Check me out on Red Spotlight. I'm actually gonna do a podcast tomorrow with Alexis. What am I gonna bring up? Oh, Shazam 2, actually.
I didn't even know that came out.
Yeah.
I'm like so out of the loop with movies right now, like, because my brother texted me, he's like, oh, I just saw Shazam 2, and I was like, what the fuck did that come out? And he's like, yeah, my coworker reminded me about it. He didn't even know either. So he saw it, and I was like, how was it? It was alright.
Dude, like, okay. Since me and Ali do that podcast, like, we're kind of like, oh my gosh, there's a movie coming out every single week that we gotta watch. Because I can't remember what it was before, but I know there was one movie I saw. I can't remember what, but it was Creed 3, like 2 weeks ago, and then we saw 65, and then Shazam, and then next week it's gonna be like for sure Mario and all that. Mm-hmm. Just like, we got a bunch of things to watch pretty much every single weekend, and me and Ella were just looking at each other like, oh my god, we're not gonna have time. I am gonna bring up another movie, but just wait. Red Spotlight, turn to page, Fantasy Fair and all that stuff. I don't know what we're talking. Well, yeah, next time we'll talk about the movie for sure. So
we'll bring that up, and then if there's other video game news, yeah, for sure. We could talk about the trip. Take a break from video games.
Yeah, we could for sure talk about, I don't know, we're gonna go to like that Pokemon store, Nintendo store and all that. I mean, we'll see.
Oh, dude, I can't wait. Dude. There's a bunch of like arcades and all that. That's what I'm gonna look at those up right now. But hey, fuck it. I mean, as long as we're there, I'm happy.
Yeah, same. I want food there. That's all I want.
Street food.
Hell yeah. But yeah, thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.